Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Warren. Thank you for taking the time to call in. And as Jeff alluded to, we're excited to announce that, you know, we plan on to begin hosting training camp in 2018 at our new Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center in Eagan. And you know, a couple things I just want to start off with is from the bottom of all of our hearts, anyone who's ever worked with the Vikings, every coach, every player, every staff person, every owner who's worked with the Minnesota Vikings truly understands that there's a special relationship between Minnesota State University Mankato, the city of Mankato, the university, the chamber, the fans. It really is special. And we're very grateful, honored, humbled to have had a 52-year relationship to host training camp. And when you think about it, it's the longest tenured relationship for a team to be in one location who does not host training camp at home. So to be able to do something consistently with our partners in the state of Minnesota for 52 years, it has been truly a blessing. And so we just would really like to first and foremost to thank everyone associated with Minnesota State University Mankato, all of the hotels, all the restaurants, all of the vendors, the business leaders, the Chamber of Commerce, and all of our fans, not only who live in Mankato, but everyone who made it a point to drive down and spend time at training camp. And training camp is a special environment. There have been a lot of memories that people will be able to take with them, a lot of family memories, a lot of memories for our organization. So we're just very grateful to have had such a long-running relationship with first-class professional people, and we love the people in Mankato, and so we're just, I wanted just to make sure that we talked about that. The other thing that I think is really important to understand is we're excited as an organization, from an organizational viability standpoint, to make sure that we provide our football operations and business operations, for that matter, an opportunity to have the best possible working environment. There are many hours, days of logistics. We have people down in Mankato right now that go into the preparation of training camp, that go into the operation of training camp, and go into the breakdown of training camp. And so, as we've talked about on many occasions before, we have five employees in five different locations now, here at Winter Park, in the Blue Building across the street, at our 1010 building, at our stadium, and at our new practice facility. So to be able to have all of our employees under one roof, and to be able to work together on saving a lot of time and energy on the logistics of moving back and forth to camp will be something I know from an organizational standpoint. Also, the nature of our new building that we're building now, our Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center, we truly believe it gives our players, coaches, and staff the best opportunity for success, and the environment will be great. It'll be spacious. We do plan on building, in which we're building now, our football stadium there that will be able to house between 6,000 and 10,000 people, fans. But just the whole environment that will exist in Eagan will give people a lot of elbow room and a lot of opportunities to come and enjoy and watch the Vikings in training camp. And so with that said, we're looking forward to growing our fan experience for fans in the Twin Cities who used to go to Mankato and who will now be able to even take breaks during lunch breaks or afternoon breaks to come see the Vikings practice. So we think all in all, it is a win-win-win for everyone associated in the state of Minnesota, everyone who's a Minnesota Vikings fan. And again, we're just very grateful for the support of the university, for the support of the Chamber of Commerce and our fans, our business leaders, the people that operate the hotels and the restaurants. And if you've ever had a chance to go down to Mankato during training camp, it is a real special environment. But this is a great day, again, for the Vikings, and we look forward to moving into our new headquarters next March, and we look forward to hosting training camp in Eagan at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center in July of 2018. So with that said, I don't know, Lester, I think Lester Bagley will have a few moments to share his thoughts.
Yeah, a couple quick comments, and then happy to answer any questions along with Kevin, but just I'll just kind of reiterate what Kevin said about about the excitement that we have in the organization for the future. And but this is also, you know, a tough day, and we've had conversations with the university leadership and with our partners and long-term partners and allies in Mankato, with Jonathan Ziert with the Greater Mankato Growth, and Anna Thill with Visit Mankato, and some of the other community leadership and partners that have been long-term partners of our organization. So it's an exciting day, and it's great to acknowledge our relationship and our history with Mankato. But it's also, you know, an opportunity for us to acknowledge and appreciate our partners and also celebrate. And just real quick to cover a couple of the things that we wanted to do. We did want to announce this up front, as Jeff said. We could have waited till December when the contract allows, but we wanted to announce this decision and this news up front, and to take the opportunity to acknowledge our partners and appreciate, and also to celebrate our final year in Mankato. So, you know, we've got a number of things planned, from our collateral materials, like a poster. All fans will get a commemorative poster that celebrates the past 52 years. The training camp playbook that each fan gets will have a cover and content that is focused on the training camp throughout the years. There'll be some events, and we'll post these and invite media to cover as warranted, or if interested. But we'll have a recognition ceremony as part of our night practice on Saturday, August 5th. We're going to have a community thank you event reception as part of practice, the afternoon practice on Monday, August 7th. And then we're also working with the Minnesota State University Mankato Foundation to endow an annual scholarship that will support an incoming student of financial need. So we want to leave a lasting legacy that will remain in the region. So work is underway with the foundation, and we're in those conversations working out those details now. But that's all part of the opportunity to celebrate and acknowledge our great appreciation for the university, the community, the business leadership, the hospitality community, and just the tremendous experience that the Vikings and our fans have had over the 52 years.
And we had an opportunity yesterday to speak with leadership at the university, and I personally talked to President Davenport and again expressed our appreciation and just our gratitude for being such great partners over the years, and so everything that Lester said, so we're excited about the next step in our franchise. This is the evolution all the way from the building of US Bank Stadium to the Twin Cities Performance Center, and we're excited about that. But we're also very grateful for the 52-year relationship with everyone associated with training camp in Mankato.
I think we'll open it up for questions.
Hey, Mark Rosen here, Channel 4. Hi, guys.
Hey, Mark. Mark.
From a logistical standpoint, can you explain how, from the dorm rooms, engaged where you are now, to how that's going to transition when you have a full complement of players at your new facility, just as far as dealing with the logistics compared to what you've been having to do in Mankato all these years?
Yes, Mark, that's an excellent question. We're in the process now that we've made this determination of really making those decisions. And one of the aspects that made the university relationship very unique and special is the fact, just what you alluded to, is the not only the dorm rooms, but then also the cafeterias on campus and the other items that made the transition easy for our players. But we'll work through those items as far as where the players will, stay and live, and logistically, how will that operate? And as Jeff started off with it, as soon as we get that information squared away and make those final decisions here over the next couple months and into the early part of next year, we'll definitely make sure everyone is notified. But that is one of the logistical items that we'll be working on here in the coming weeks and months.
I would add, Mark, that we're building Egan and the practice facility and team headquarters with the flexibility to host events for 10,000 plus fans. So we're counting on larger numbers. I know that's not exactly your question, but mm-hmm. but a lot of what we're doing is a lot of hard work, sleeves rolled up, a transition from Mankato to Eagan, hospitality for our fans, but also amenities for our players, and the opportunity to bring our players to a state-of-the-art facility. And more than 20 NFL teams now have their training camps at their home facilities, and so it is a trend. But there's an opportunity for us to bring that our players into a state-of-the-art facility, basically to put them in the best possible position to be successful, to win. And that's the environment we're trying to create. Coach Zimmer, Rick Spielman, our ownership, and that's part of it too. But a short answer to your question is those, as Kevin noted, those details are being worked out right now, and how to make sure it's a comfortable relationship and situation for our fans, and but most importantly for our players and for our football team.
This is Rochelle Wilson. So, did you say more than 20 teams now have training camps at home facilities?
Yes, at least 20. I mean, the number, and we'll get the exact number to you, Rochelle, but I've heard as high as 25 teams in the NFL host training camp at home. So it's more than 20, but almost three quarters of the three quarters of the teams in the NFL do that. That's been the trend. One of the reasons also for that is because, you know, there were times many years ago the training camp used to be 6 weeks and players, you know, went away. If you even go back, you know, many years, players had other jobs and then they would go to training camp to get in shape. So there were, 8 weeks. But now, I mean, when you think about it, that, training camp is literally 2 weeks. And when you add in the travel and logistics and, we have a couple preseason games during that time period, that you have seen a trend over the last couple years where NFL teams are starting to, if they have the proper resources, to host training camp at home. And we'll get the exact number to you, but it's more than 20, but as close as 25 teams in the league host training camp at home.
And so what sort of attendance do you have, what numbers do you use for down in Mankato versus what you're expecting in Eagan?
Say that, Rochelle, the phone.
What's your attendance? What do you use? What numbers do you use for Mankato? What have you had versus what do you expect in Eagan?
We definitely expect an increase, as Lester alluded to, that one, just for the size of the area in Eagan will allow for an increase, and also with the size of the stadium, but we have some specific numbers that Lester can get into.
Last year, for example, Rochelle, in less than 3 weeks, we had 64,000 attendance in Mankato in less than 3 weeks. So it's typically averages 60,000 plus for that period of time that we're down in Mankato, and as Kevin said, we anticipate proximity to the metro area. And access to the airport, where Eagan is literally 6 minutes from MSP, and so that we expect a lot of Viking fans plan their summer vacations around a visit to camp, and we want to accommodate that for sure.
Hey guys, Tim Yatter. I was just wondering. I know you plan to move into the facility in March, but what about the surrounding areas? Will there be a hotel already built by training camp or restaurants near that campus that you've got going?
I mean, there's one good thing about Eagan. There is already some existing infrastructure there as far as hotels and restaurants and other amenities that fans will be able to enjoy. There won't be a hotel, at least not that we're affiliated or associated with, is built between now and then. As you know, we've had some discussions and plans on ideas for us of exploring whether it's hotel and conference center opportunities on the land there that we'll continually work on. And so again, this will be a process. This will be part of the journey. But we feel very confident that we'll have the appropriate, infrastructure from a hotel, restaurant, and amenities in Eagan next year. And then over the next couple years, I think what you'll see is a growth in additional opportunities in fan amenities from hotels and restaurants. But that will take some time to make sure all those things come to fruition.
Okay,
know, there's a lot of work going on the property outside the 40 acres. The team headquarters, practice facility, Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center is 40 acres of the 200 acres. So there's a lot of work going on. We've kind of turned the corner on design and focused on construction, so making some final design decisions. But a lot of work going on just that question, Tim, about what is surrounding the practice facility, team headquarters. And as Kevin noted, there's also Egan Hospitality working well with the community there and the Convention Visitors Bureau and the hospitality industry already to kind of get a foundation laid for future camp. But it definitely a transition as this overall 200 acres is a phased in project. Phase one is the team headquarters practice facility, and we're moving forward with the Twin Cities Orthopedic medical office building and performance center. And then next up are working hard on evaluating hotel situation as well as other development in that 200 acre parcel.
So when did you follow up to that? As far as the fans are concerned, all the training camp practices will be open to them, and will it be the same amount of time as it's been in the past, roughly 2 to 3 weeks?
Wait, who's talking now?
That's Tim Yoder. It sounded like a follow up to the question about timing and. It'll be open to the public those details will be ironed out in terms of timing. It's every year before we go to training camp, coaches Emmer and Rick Spielman set the schedule, and in Mankato, you know, we have had been limited by some at times by the academic calendar and the university schedule. We'll obviously have more flexibility in Egan, but that's a 2018 discussion. We'll provide those details next year when we get into planning for camp. But the intention would be to have that 3 week approximate window of public access to training camp.
It's Tim Nelson from Minnesota Public Radio. I know in the past you've had, snowmobile events and playground builds and things like that, but Mankato has really been one of the things that made the Vikings the Minnesota Vikings rather than the Twin Cities Vikings. Mm-hmm. How are you going to keep that going? How are you going to sort of get that outstate outreach or continue that outstate outreach after this move?
Yeah, Tim, that's a great question. As you know, especially, with the Will Family Ownership Group, we have worked hard to make sure that we are and will continue to be the Minnesota Vikings, that we represent, every county, every city, every location in the state of Minnesota. And so we have many things that we've talked about. As you know, we've had some discussions that we will be, working on from a community aspect standpoint, from a new foundation standpoint, where we'll make sure that we'll have opportunities. I mean, we have things that we've, done the Gallahorn tour, where we've taken the Gallahorn around the state of Minnesota. And so we will continue that, whether it's hosting football camps in different locations around the state or doing some heavy community outreach or having a Vikings caravan. There are many things that we have planned over the next year or so that we will continue not only the touch points that we've had, but really an expansion of those touch points around the state, so to make sure that everyone in the state of Minnesota has a chance to touch and feel the Minnesota Vikings franchise.
So do you intend to expand that? You sort of talked about continuing
Yes.
Is this a significant expansion of outreach to outstate?
Yes. I mean, we will. It's a focus of ours, and over the next couple months, we'll be talking about how we're going to grow our charitable foundation. But one of the focus on it, E.J. Henderson and Brad Mattson and have done an incredible job with our youth football. One of the areas that we're going to focus on is the expansion of youth football, around the state of Minnesota. So yes, it will be an expansion of making sure that every fan of this state, regardless of where we have training camp, even feels closer to our organization. So this is something that we've been working diligently on, and that you'll see an evolution and an expansion of our relationship with our fans around the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, we have great fans. And sometimes it's more intense the further you go from the metro area. But we've been around, and as Kevin said, we will part of our game plan and our goals in the organization is to provide that greater Minnesota reach. To, you know, we have great fans in Marshall, in Duluth, in Rochester, as well as Mankato, and Moorhead. We've taken players and the brand out, and we have tremendous feedback and relationships. So that'll be enhanced as we go forward through all corners of Minnesota. But we also have great fans in North and South Dakota and Canada, in Western Wisconsin and Iowa. So, you know, we're truly a regional asset, and we intend to capitalize more so in the future.
Hey guys, it's John Krasinski with AP. I know you touched on it in your opening remarks a little bit, but this is really the end of an era. And I mean, as excited as you guys are to move into the new place, what kind of feeling is there in terms of ending a relationship, or and that really harkens back to the history of this franchise and to some of the prouder moments? And you know, what are kind of, is there any kind of conflicted feelings as you do call to an end something that's lasted for more than half a century?
John, I think one of the things that was important to us, and you raised some very true points, but you know, is that we've had such a positive relationship, and it's been an emotional, you know, relationship over the years as far as training camp is concerned. You know, when you look back as far as all the different things that have happened and occurred in Mankato. So although there is, quite naturally, you have a 52-year relationship organizationally, but me speaking personally, this is, you know, my 13th training camp here. And I was just thinking about it and talking with my kids this week, you know, to think that, you know, our kids were, you know, 5 and 7 when we started going to training camp, and now they're in college. So, you know, people have grown up there. They've raised their families. And that's one thing about that makes the National Football League special is training camp is that data point, you know, where it's the start of the season. Although other professional sports have that, and I guess spring training somewhat has that. But for football, it's such a prominent point, kind of in your life and your career. So, yeah, they're, you know, quite naturally, anytime you're in a location or have a relationship for 52 years, there's you know, mixed emotions. But that being said, I think the biggest thing is that we have such positive relationships with the university, and we feel so good about the friendships that we've developed, not only at the university, but also in the business community. This is not something that all of a sudden we won't have any relationship with them. One of the things that Lester had talked about, that we've talked about, is endowing a scholarship at the university. So we hope that we continue our relationship. We hope we continue our relationship with students. We have a lot of students, in particular, people in our organization who are graduates of the university. I mean, Chad Lundeen, one of our vice presidents, Karin Nelson, another vice president, both graduated from Minnesota State University, Mankato, and Chad started off as an intern and now is a vice president here. So those things have happened. So we'll always have a great relationship. We have such positive energy with the people in Mankato, and we consider them friends and colleagues, and we don't think that anything will ever separate the positive relationship we have with them.
Hey guys, it's Ben Yoplin from ESPN. Did you guys give any thought to trying to keep a week or so in Mankato just to keep some presence there, or was it, when you went through this, was it pretty much we're going to do all of it in one place?
Yeah, we did, but you know, we looked at all options for sure. But you know, it's a significant investment. Everything from keeping up the fields and what we've put into, you know, the energy, our Grant Davison and our grounds crew, they keep up Winter Park beautifully. They keep up Mankato, so there's an investment there, and that's part of it. But I think the efficiency to move it all, and rather trying to have one foot in each location, I think was the decision there, as well as the economics and efficiency of this decision.
Hey, Mark Rosen, real quick, I just want to clarify, the new facility will not be available for the Super Bowl teams, is that correct?
That's correct. The Super Bowl is February 4th, 2018. The estimated or targeted date for Twin Cities Orthopedic Performance Center opening is March 1st. of 2018. So and there'll be a transition to move in between March and April for the organization. So confirmed, it will not be available. So as part of the Super Bowl bid, right now the AFC team will practice at Winter Park, and the NFC team will practice at the University of Minnesota. That, of course, would change. If the Vikings are in the Super Bowl, then the Vikings would have access to our own facility at Winter Park, and of course that's our intention. But that's the situation there, Mark.
Is that a guarantee, Mark?
All right, couple more, otherwise.
Well, what about 2 months ago, Kevin, when we were out at the CCOP, you told us, this was like in mid-March, that you would revisit this issue at the end of December, that no decisions had been made. Mm-hmm. So what's changed?
I think Rochelle, that's a great question. I think what's changed is that we've been very fortunate, you know, with the weather these last couple months. You know, that's something we live this journey with U.S. Bank Stadium. There are a couple X factors, and one of which is the weather. We've been fortunate with great construction weather here in Twin Cities here during the summer. So, in talking with some of our construction folks, we feel like we're on time, actually a little ahead of schedule, and the construction plan really fell into place. And so, I think what's changed is a couple months. I mean, it's been almost, 3 or 4 months since we had that conversation. And so that's one of the reason why, although we had really started to think about it, no decisions had been made, is that the occurrence of the progress that we've been able to make. And if you've driven by the building, you'll see that, is that we felt very comfortable. And the other thing is, I think Jeff started off with saying that we also got to the point after talking about it and discussing it internally, it was really important that we provided the people at the university and in the Mankato community an opportunity for a celebration. And that's why we're taking a stance to do that on our end. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're so appreciative, is that now we're able to kind of celebrate a 52-year, you know, relationship. And so I think that's what it comes down. And one of the things, not to get too legalistic, but you alluded to it in the last discussion when you were out of Twin Cities Orthopedic Performance Center, is that the actual contract, as we had talked about on December 1st, there's a clause in there that allows the university or the Vikings to actually opt out of the hosting training camp at the university in the summer of 2018. So the formal notification will occur at that point in time, but we just wanted to make sure that now that we felt comfortable with the construction and the progress and all the things had come together, and primarily as that we felt it was very imperative that we say thank you in the proper fashion, that this was the appropriate time to do this.
And how much is that scholarship endowment?
That's something that our people here have been in contact with the foundation at the university, and so we're working through logistics to figure out what's the best way to do that. You know, what does that cover? How many students? How will they be chosen? And then once we make that determination, then we'll definitely, let people know how that works out. But that will be something that the university will have a strong hand in working with us together to figure out what's the best way, the most impactful way to be able to give back, you know, to the community. And, from that standpoint, to be able to assist students from the Blue Earth County. So
we'll provide those details. We'll provide those details at camp, during camp, when we get down to Mankato.
Jim Ritchie of Fox 9. Training camp has always been a place where teams bond, where you get the players away from all the distractions. You're saying you don't have a place to keep them on site in the facility. Have you discussed with the coaching staff of how you're going to continue to build that during the interim while you're building the facilities on site, or do you think that's kind of a overblown aspect of training camp?
No, and one good thing about having Coach Zimmer as our head coach and Rick Spielman as our general manager, they've created an environment that's conducive to bonding. I mean, you raise a valid point. But again, I think what you find out is that, you know, it comes down, the coaches and the players and the enjoy spending time with each other. They're still going to work as hard as they have at any other location for training camp. And one good thing that makes this facility unique is the size of it. I mean, we're going from 12 acres here at Winter Park, 15 total, 12 of usable acres, to 40. And even from a square footage standpoint, you know, that the size of our facility and the number of meeting rooms and the auditoriums, that it will encourage players to be around. So we're very confident under the leadership of Coach Spielman and, Rick Spielman and Coach Zimmer, that they will continually create an environment where players will bond.
All right, guys. We don't have anything else. I think we'll wrap it up. Thanks again, everyone, for taking the time this morning. Really appreciate it. We'll see you guys in a few days in Mankato.
Thank you.